Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Whoa, whoa! That helps. That helps. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show on a Funk Friday, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're about 15 minutes away from an AMA, so get your questions ready. Anything and everything is on the board, as it is an AMA. So 404-726-0929, we'll get there. We'll get back into some NBA Finals Game 1 conversation as well. Got a tweet from a listener that it was the first time on a single day in sports history where two games had been 99.9% whatever win probability, and both teams had lost. Obviously,
really?
The Thunder losing that game last night, and then the Braves being a part of the history as well. Not great, but yeah, so that happened. A couple of
long shots.
Because you said it was like 0-1,
182.
Like teams were 0-182 when they were up? Nine with under 3 minutes in a finals game.
Yes.
All right, we'll make it one. And obviously, if there was going to be a one, it was going to be the Pacers, because that's the fifth time they've done that this postseason, down 15 in the fourth quarter to come back and win. Yeah. And, you know, I guess it was going to be the Braves, too, because that's the one thing this season hasn't had yet, was that one day, huge collapse, rock bottom, series ending, sweep, piece of crap.
Yes.
And that's what yesterday was.
It was a kick in the junk. Exactly what it was. Have you seen this new story about Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson playing 1-on-1 for $100,000?
No, I saw like a clip of the two of them talking yesterday, and I don't know why I couldn't turn the audio on for some reason.
Like,
but they were pretty fired up about it.
They're mad. They are going back and forth.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think who would Beasley get him.
Michael Beasley, man.
People don't realize how cold blooded that cat was.
Especially 1-on-1.
That dude was cold.
Yeah.
And again, I got to see him because he drafted through the Heat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about this guy, he got buckets on
everybody. And he was weird because he kind of came out around the same time as all the great guys whose era is kind of ending right now. Right? Like he was kind of like a little bit after LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like him and Durant were good buddies coming up because I think they both came up kind of in the DMV area.
Yeah.
And so it's like that, all those guys, they're all, you know, obviously had way better careers at Beasley, but they all talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, the one guy that in the AAU circuit that nobody could stop was that dude.
He got buckets.
He had multiple screws loose and still was able to make a decent NBA career.
That was always a funny thing was, because back then that was my street days. And so you would get to see him. What was the other young boy they picked, Andy?
The Heat?
Yeah. DeLon Wright, was that his name?
His brother.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah. Not DeLon Wright still plays.
Yeah.
He plays for the Knicks.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Darrell Wright.
Darrell Wright.
Is it Darrell Wright?
It's one of them. But because they were teenagers, so you would see them out. They were 18, the NBA player. They in the club with us and everything. And just the youthfulness of them, because you're like, they're still a damn children,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they weren't drinking or nothing like that. But they'd be sitting there like, look at this kid. This 18-year-old boy, what is he doing in here?
Having a good time. Know?
But they weren't. They was just like, they were just sitting there.
Oh, they just like thought he was supposed to be there, so he was there?
Yeah, I was that like, sucks. Go home. Go play the video game or something, man.
Come back in a couple years.
Get your little ass out of here, man. But no, yeah, Bees was a damn buck again.
So those two guys are going to play one-on-one for $100,000?
Yeah, they got these new thing that these boys keep on, these dudes that aren't playing anymore keep challenging each other outside of the big three to these one-on-one thing. So, all right.
Sure.
Yeah,
fine. I'd rather watch that than watch Nate Robinson box some Paul brother. You know what I mean?
Never again.
Never again. No, I mean, Nate.
He got
a kidney transplant.
He did get one. That's what I was like.
Yeah, he's okay. Gonna live.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he was in tough shape for a while.
The person who donated. Now we come back here on Monday because you'll be here Monday, right?
Uh huh. And I'll be here Monday. Yep.
Serious Tide?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I believe it will be. I believe that the Thunder are going to. And look, I don't know. Maybe I'm still doing the dumb thing of underestimating the Pacers.
Yeah, I am.
Because, like, I'll be honest with you, and I need to go back and look at it, because the one game that I kind of haven't paid close attention to in their run was game two against the Knicks. Obviously, they had that great comeback win in game one, similar to what happened last night against the Thunder, and then everyone just kind of thought, because it was in Madison Square Garden, right, like, the Knicks will get game two, mm-hmm. and that'll be that. They kind of, like, systematically just shut them down that game. Like, really... maybe not their best win of the playoffs, but it was a really impressive win right. in game two that nobody thought that they were going to win. The Thunder are head and shoulders better than the Knicks are.
Yes, so, they are.
And the home court advantage I think they're much better than the Pacers too, but obviously the Pacers beat them last night, so it doesn't matter what I think. I also think that home court advantage that they have there in Oklahoma is real. Pacers didn't care about
it
last night.
They snatched it.
Yeah.
They snatched it, and you know, playoffs don't start till a road opponent wins on the home court.
Well, it started last night.
Yeah, and so I mean, but when you look at the 19-20 turnovers in the first half, that is when they go on that run. I'm talking about OKC. That's when they couldn't do it. They could not get. They turned the ball over, but they didn't get the points off the turnover that you need. And Chet didn't play well.
Yep.
J-Dub didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, Shea got 38, but he took 30 shots.
Yeah,
you even said it. Like, it wasn't – he was getting to his spot, but he wasn't at his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't drawing fouls and all those different things because he had a guy, you mentioned it, that knows him. Been knowing each other since they were legit, playing against each other up there in Canada all these years. So, obviously, he's played against Shea over and over and just pick up ball and knows how to guard him, and he was not going – for that push-off. Remember we said this the day before yesterday. I was like, how do the referees ref this game for Shea in this game?
Yeah.
And
but they were pretty even.
Yes.
It was pretty
and if they're not going to give him the favorable whistle like they always have, mm-hmm. this could be a different game.
Yeah. No, I thought that the game was – I thought that the Pacers were going to win that challenge late in the game. Siakam was pretty clearly fouled.
Yes, he was.
So,
but I love it because that's when Rick Carlisle took the time to say, hey, we're going to get a stop. And we're not going to let them get set their defense.
Right. That was sort of a timeout challenge combo.
And do you think that Rick Carlisle knew he was going to lose the challenge?
I mean, maybe. He should. Again, I don't think he should have. I think they should have won the challenge.
Exactly. But he's so damn smart.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, let me use this extra timeout to talk to y'all because we're not going to use the timeout.
Right.
And what they did was, as soon as they got the rebound, they didn't throw it to Hallie. Hallie was not, they threw it up court.
Yeah.
And then Hallie went and got the ball.
That's the thing about it is like the Thunder are a horrible matchup for most teams. And I still think that there are some matchups in this series that are really bad for the Pacers, but they've got some tough matchups for Oklahoma City as well. That being that like most teams can't just take their point guard off the ball and still have their offense function.
Right.
And I hesitate to say function too like emphatically.
Because it wasn't that big.
Because it didn't function great.
Right. Exactly.
They had 20 turnovers in the first half.
Exactly.
Like, the plan, because I know people are kind of, I don't know about killing, but like questioning Dagnall, the Thunder coach, for going small lineup to start and having Cason Wallace in there instead of Isaiah Hartenstein. It worked.
But why?
They got 20 turnovers.
But my thing is why?
I think because they weren't super worried about they thought Chet was going to be able to exploit the Turner matchup all by himself. And then you just wanted to have Cason Wallace to guard Siakam. Like, I think that was their thinking.
The Hartenstein can't guard Siakam?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
Chet can't guard Siakam?
Kind of. I think Siakam's too strong for him.
I think so, too. But at least no. Because, you even mentioned this. I forgot who we were talking to. Like, Siakam is a matchup problem.
Yeah.
offensively.
Yes.
Because he's what, about 6'11"?
He's strong.
And strong as hell. And has a back to the basket game, can shoot and all those different things. So that's when, like, who do you put on him?
He's the matchup problem that the Thunder don't really have an answer for. Right. Like, I think that they can go big lineup to start game two, which
that means they will. Which one to guard him?
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe you try to get Jalen Williams on him or something like that, because J-Dub's a good perimeter defender, right. Not as big as Siakam is. But yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, that's kind of the chess piece that the Pacers have. The other chess piece, too, is if it's just going to be a small lineup and you have Chet out there, Chet's obviously going to be guarding Miles Turner, which means Chet's not near the hoop.
Yes.
Like, Chet's a really good rim protector. He's not the strongest guy in the world, but he's long as hell, and he protects the rim. He's got to stand with Miles Turner at the three-point line. Like, that changes a huge dynamic in what the Thunder want to do defensively. So
yeah, because they want to collapse the paint.
Yeah.
Yes, they want to collapse the paint.
Yeah.
And then if Chet's not there, or Hartenstein's not there because they're guarding, like you said, then that means it's great. And they are great perimeter defenders. They can't keep it from that glass all the damn time.
Yep. And that's where they got killed yesterday.
And that's where, exactly.
Yep. 56 rebounds for the Pacers, 39 rebounds for the Thunder. That's how you can turn the ball over 20 times in the first half and still be hanging tight, because they were down 12 at halftime. Could have been worse. They're down 12 at halftime. I mean, they were down, 11 going into the fourth quarter, 9 going into the fourth quarter. So 15 at one point. You just can't kill them. And the reason you can't kill them is not just because they're whatever, a character from a horror movie.
Yes.
It's because of stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, they have great basketball players and really good matchups, too. So,
damn good coach.
And a really good coach. A really, really good coach. So, yeah, man. Yesterday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It was awesome. Halliburton's the absolute sniper in the playoffs. Hey, first part of this hour was brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a Funk Friday. We have 6 phone lines. I'd love to have 6 people on hold when we come back in about 5 minutes. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.